Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Just about every public venue in Milwaukee is named after a company. The Brewers play at Miller Stadium, soon to be the American Family Insurance Stadium. The Bucks play at the Pfizer Forum. And just down the street, audiences attend performances at the Miller High Life Theater. All of these spaces are publicly owned or operated. So why and how does a company get to put its name on one of these spaces? Larry Sandler wrote about the practice of naming rights in an article featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Sandler spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers and starts by explaining what these deals entail.
What is at stake for a company, the kind of calculations that they make, are not just what they get in terms of marketing, but also various side deals. And this is something that a professor I talked to from UW Parkside pointed out, is that, for example, if you're a beer company like Miller, there may be connections to pouring your beer at the venue. Or if you're in some other kind of business, there may be some opportunities to use that venue for your events, such as your hiring events or your client events. There may be opportunities to do other deals with the team that are completely unrelated, or there may even be opportunities to make connections with other sponsors because there might be meetings or events where they have all of the sponsors together and then you get to do some other side deals.
Now, who makes the deals with whom? So are these deals generally made with the team or whoever owns the building?
Well, that varies depending on who owns the building. So if, for example, you're talking about the Wisconsin Center buildings, then those are generally made with the venue owner. Now, in some cases, the venue owners have agreed to give the team the naming rights. And this was the case with the Brewers Stadium, which is now Miller Park and won't be for much longer, and also with the Bucks Stadium, Bucks Arena, I should say, which is now Pfizer Forum. In both of those cases, the state legislation did allow the team to get the revenue from the naming rights.
Which I think is really confusing for people. You know, you really focused on publicly owned buildings, which a lot of people associate with, well, my tax dollars are going to either building that space or maintaining that space. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. There are public dollars that are going to building and maintaining the spaces in both cases, both the case of the baseball stadium and the basketball arena. However, in both of those cases, there also are private contributions. And so you could think of the naming rights revenue as offsetting the private contribution, you know, particularly in the case of the Bucks Arena, where the Bucks and the former owner, Senator Cole, put in a fairly significant amount of the dollars. And so the naming rights were for them a way of getting back some of the money that they put in.
Okay. So when it comes to these buildings, although there are tax dollars going toward it, are they returning that tax money in any way? So the naming rights, the revenue from the naming rights, that really just, at least in the case of the Brewers and the Bucks, that just goes straight back to the team.
Yes, that goes back to the team. And in terms of what the taxpayers get, I mean, it's not, they don't really get any direct benefit from the naming rights other than whatever benefit they get indirectly from the facility.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you heard this as you were reporting this story, but a lot of people were very annoyed by the fact that it became Pfizer Forum. They went, well, we just spent all this money. The state spent all this money on this building, and now some company gets to slap their name on it?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people did feel that way. But again, the owners put up a significant amount of money for it, and obviously the taxpayers put up a huge amount of money also. But comparatively speaking, compared to a lot of deals in other cities, the owners put up a fairly significant amount. So you could argue from both ways. You know, clearly in the case of the other Wisconsin Center District buildings, the Convention Center and the arena, which is now the UWM Panthers Arena, and the auditorium, which is now the Miller High Life Theater, in those cases, the revenue is going directly to the district, which is a tax-supported entity.
Okay. So the Wisconsin Center, of course, is now just called the Wisconsin Center. But part of what your article does is it goes through a number of these publicly owned buildings and kind of tracks, you know, what their name was and what it is now. So what was the Wisconsin Center before it had its current name, the Wisconsin Center?
Right. So the Wisconsin Center was built to replace the old convention center. And they sold the naming rights right at the beginning. And Milwaukee was the first, actually, in the nation to sell naming rights for a convention center. People had sold naming rights for theaters and arts facilities and so forth before. Milwaukee was the first to sell the naming rights for a convention center. And they sold it to what was then Midwest Express Airlines, which was our hometown airline. And things changed because of the nature of the airline business. First, Midwest Express changed its name from Midwest Express to just Midwest, and that created a name change for the convention center. And then after that, Midwest Express was sold to Republic Airlines, which merged it with Frontier Airlines, and then it became the Frontier Center. And then Frontier fell on hard times, and they could not fulfill the last year of their deal. And so Delta picked up the last year of that deal. It became the Delta Center. Delta chose not to renew, and the Wisconsin Center District could not find another naming rights sponsor right away. And so for now, it is just back to being the it's just the Wisconsin Center.
It went through so many name changes, so many complicated name changes. But what I think is interesting about that, it just to begin with, is that an airline would be supporting a convention center. Now, what did their deal look like? What did naming rights mean for them?
So for them, clearly, for the airline, what this meant was an opportunity to put their name on a facility that people would be coming to, specifically coming to Milwaukee to attend conventions at. And so they had that sort of official sponsorship. I don't know whether they were the official sponsor, official airline of conventions or whatever, but they had that image in any event. And then the district also got out of that, they got some airline tickets. They got $750,000 in airline tickets for their staff's use in, you know, in their business, in promoting conventions and so forth. So it kind of worked both ways.
Miller Park, I think, is a very prominent example and one that, of course, a lot of people are talking about right now because it's about to change names. And I think it's obvious what Miller would get from naming a ballpark. Obviously, you can get a lot of beer at Miller Park. Mm-hmm. But, you know, American Family Insurance, that to me is a little bit less of a direct line.
Yes, absolutely. It is not connected directly to baseball. However, it's a major Wisconsin company, and it is a consumer-facing company. They're selling their insurance, their auto insurance, and their home insurance to Wisconsin people. And so this puts their name out there. And so this is part of their strategy. And at the same time that they're doing this, you're also seeing their name at Summerfest on what had been the Marcus Amphitheater, is now the American Family Amphitheater, the main stage. You are seeing their name on the 4th of July fireworks. And this is at the same time that they're expanding their Milwaukee presence physically with the new building downtown. You find this with companies. It becomes part of their overall marketing strategy and their strategy for how they want to contribute to the community and be seen in the community.
When it comes to the Fiserv form, I had not heard of Fiserv before Fiserv Forum. So for people like me who may not know what Fiserv actually does, what is that company?
So that company is a financial technology company, and they sell and produce software for financial services businesses like banks. So Fiserv, like financial services. And it is an odd choice for this kind of deal because ordinarily you see more consumer-facing companies, companies that are more interested in getting their name out to the public. But for Fiserv, they obviously did see some value in it. You know, it is a Fortune 500 company, and they apparently made the decision that they want to raise their profile in this very public way.
Yeah, it does seem like something that's a little bit specific. You know, it's something that has a very targeted audience as opposed to, you know, your average person going into Miller Park is going to go, well, maybe I'll buy a Miller. Or even American Family Insurance, you might go, well, the next time you're planning to get something insured, maybe I'll go with them. Fiserv is a bit more like, oh, I have this very specific need. I'm in a very specific position, and thus we will use their services.
Right. So the average Bucks fan is probably not going to use Fiserv's services. But on the other hand, you know, sports are big business now. We have these luxury boxes where companies entertain clients. And so there is that business aspect also. And, you know, for Fiserv, if they want to be a bigger member of the corporate community, a more prominent member of the corporate community, it may make some strategic sense for them.
Well, and I guess that gets to my final question. When we're talking about all of these people who buy naming rights, are there concrete numbers to say whether or not this is beneficial for a company or beneficial for the organization giving them those rights?
No, not really. There have been some studies that talk about if you equate it to advertising value. And so by those studies, Miller Coors was doing pretty well for its deal with the Brewers for the stadium naming rights. And they were paying $2 million a year. I think some studies showed that they were getting significantly more than $2 million a year worth of advertising exposure. So in some cases like that, it's worth their while.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you, Joy. It's been a pleasure.
Larry Sandler's article on naming rights was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Sandler spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.